Namaste, beloved ones. I want to talk with you today about peace and contentment so that you know the different ways that it might be possible for you to go through your days feeling peaceful and content, no matter what is going on in you or around you. There are many people who feel that peace has left them completely, and some only partially. But wherever we go, we look at the human condition, and there is most commonly for human beings a perpetual state of worry. Even if it's not a high level of anxiety, we have a backdrop of worry almost all the time. So in some ways, we identify with this state of worry as if it's natural and as if it's just part of the human condition. But it's not that it's natural, it's that it's historical. So we have to look at the possibilities about what we believe about peace and contentment, and what it's based on, so that we can stop identifying with the state of worry. One of the things that, and there are many tributaries towards this, towards feeling peaceful, one of the things that is a tributary has to do with living in the present moment instead of in the past or in the future. That's a very important quality to hold in order to feel the possibility of peace. If you're living in the past and thinking about what has been and what might be a result of what has been, or if you're anticipating the future with the uncertainty that is inherent in the future because we don't know what the future will be, it's very difficult to feel peaceful. Peace has a lot to do with being able to live in the present moment. Now, what would it take to live in the present moment? Well, first of all, it takes the belief that this is valuable and useful. And secondly, it takes a certain amount of trust that life is inherently good, that there is something trustworthy in the universe, that there is a context, a relationship we have with all that is, that allows us to rest and relax more. Rest and relax more. So that we don't have to try to be in control of life through worrying all the time. Worrying is not only about trying to solve a problem, it is that, but it's also an effort to be in control. If you worry things, you worry about things, it feels like you're managing them. And managing life is what we're used to doing. It's part of our history. Human history, our collective history, and our personal history. So, being able to let go of that history and to trust life enough, God in life enough, to be in the present, allows for both the past and the future to be less important, which is an aspiration, a way to consider for living. I'll say more about this in a minute, about being in the present, but I want to share with you a second part of this. Peace also comes from a feeling of rightness, that you're living the life you're meant to live. If you're living a life that's different from what your inner being feels is your calling, or if it's very different, certainly, then you feel out of sorts with yourself all the time, or out of sorts with life all the time. Because an inner part of you tells you in your inner radar screen that you're not where you belong to be, or you're not doing what you're meant to be doing. And that sense of disquiet can come in small doses, or it can be a pervasive sense about life. So, in order to achieve this kind of peacefulness, One has to have an inner antenna, an inner radar that lets you know when you're off course or when you're on course about your life. And there has to be a willingness to take stock. If you feel afraid of making changes, or if you feel that you're at great risk, if you become more self-aware and it seems like you're not in the life you're meant to be in, then that's a reason for closing down. And you can't feel peace by closing down, because the feelings that you're closing down to are always clamoring for attention. And although they may not be in your conscious mind, they're there underneath your consciousness. So here are two things to think of about peace and contentment. One is the commitment and the willingness to live in the present as the definer of reality, as what you pay attention to, and to catch yourself, or at least to try to do that, when your mind and thoughts are going towards the past or the future. And the second thing is to monitor and ask yourself whether you're in the right place, which covers all areas of your life. Your relationship life and your alone time and your location where you're living and any area that you can think of. And when you ask the question, you need to be willing to have the answer, because it is a capacity that we have to recognize that we're not fulfilling ourselves and to keep doing it, because it's too scary to think about doing something different. And when I say doing, I don't mean just doing something like moving to a different city or changing your job. That's a kind of doing. I also mean a pattern of behavior. A pattern of behavior also is a kind of doing that needs to change. But the most important thing about establishing peace within your overall awareness is your relationship with yourself. Your relationship with yourself affects everything else you do during the day, absolutely everything else. Your relationship with yourself needs to be quiet. It needs to be integrated. It needs to have the smoothness that comes from having done the work of being aware of what the disquieting feelings are that you might be carrying. As I said, you may consciously be feeling that everything is fine, and yet the underpinnings of that, the feelings that are waiting to, let's say, emerge into your conscious awareness, can be behind the scenes asking for space. So self-awareness is very important, so that you're lined up with yourself and all parts of you are lined up and no part of you is being denied. If a part of you is being denied, then it's always knocking on the door of your awareness. And if it's knocking on the door of your awareness, then you can't be quiet and peaceful and you can't feel contentment. In our history, beloved ones, collectively, many, if not all, of the spiritual traditions in the world have offered a form of meditation as a way of developing self-awareness. Because in meditation, the view, the identity that you hold about who yourself is begins to change. And the view of yourself as your thoughts or your emotions begins to let go of as you become an observer of your emotions. So the gift of meditation of many different kinds is that it creates the awareness of how to separate from the identification with thought and emotion. Many of you may already be doing that. Some of you may have explored meditation and found that it didn't feel right or it was too difficult. Each soul has its own capacity and attraction to ways of growth that may promote it and ways of growth that may promote it for other people, but not for yourself. So meditation in all its forms leads to self-awareness, but self-awareness today is more available to us because of the expansion of light. Self-awareness comes to us because the truth that we carry that's in our soul or in our divine being comes to us more easily. In other words, it comes to us and says, this thing that you're feeling is deeper than what you think. Pay attention to it. Or it comes to us and says, there's something wrong here about what you're telling yourself. In other words, it also knocks on the doors of our perception and asks us to go deeper. So light, in addition to meditation, the light of the soul awareness allows us today, in a direct way, if we choose it, to let go of aspects of ourselves that are not truthful. And as we do that, we become more peaceful. Because if we're living in falsehood, in part or in great measure, we can't be peaceful because we're always at odds with ourselves. You can't be peaceful without being truthful. And so truthfulness depends on self-awareness. And whether you practice meditation in any form, which is always a help, whatever you do, for whatever period of time you do it, it's always a help to take the time to release your outer focus and go inside and see what's there. So meditation is always a help, but awareness during the day with the attitude of prayerful asking to be shown what needs to be let go of is another form of meditation. It's a more active form of meditation. We normally don't call it that because we call meditation something that we do when we're sitting by ourselves in our quiet. But the letting go of feelings and thoughts because of the light of the soul doesn't necessarily happen when we're sitting alone and quiet. It can happen while we're doing anything, that something comes to us that says, this is not a good way to be acting, thinking, doing. And so what do? You take a breath, you pause, you breathe into the sense of truth that you have, and you let go. Therefore, the willingness to surrender thoughts and emotions today has as much potency or potential potency as meditation has had in the past for helping the self who desires to become self-aware to let go and to discover truth. You know, in all the things I'm saying, I'm trying to convey to you that peace and contentment do not need to depend on what's going on around you. That you are the steward, the shepherd of your own contentment. You are in charge of it. And so although it's easier to be peaceful when those around you are peaceful, absolutely it's easier. It's not necessary, and sometimes it's not possible to live in that kind of situation. And so one needs to strive for that inner connection with peacefulness that comes from the place of peacefulness inside, the place of self-awareness that goes beneath the thoughts and feelings, and that is the unity with the deeper self. Those three things that I mention, self-awareness, being in the present moment, I'm letting go of the third now. It'll come back to me. Those three things are the ways of achieving peacefulness in daily life and allowing yourself to accept, and more than accept, to feel content with yourself in whatever circumstance you are, in whatever circumstance that life has brought to you. You may feel that your own particular life is unfair, or that something that that is happening to you shouldn't be happening. You may feel that. You may feel that you're in a particular circumstance that you didn't ask for, and so it needs to be corrected. But I want to assure you that whenever you are looking outside yourself for peacefulness, you're doing something that is temporary. You're doing something that makes your peacefulness dependent on the existing circumstances that surround you. And so it's much better to be able to look inside and to feel inside yourself that you are carrying the unity, the integrity, the wholeness, the simplicity, whatever you want to call it, the place in you that can find peacefulness no matter what's going on outside. This is a gift that we have that comes from knowing that we are more than thoughts and feelings and external events. It comes from knowing that there is a divine core that allows us to live independently of anything that's going on around us. Independently. And so, beloved ones, I hope that you will begin to explore this possibility more and more, that the source of peacefulness is not outside you, no matter what is going on. It's inside of you. And that you can use these guidelines of being in the present moment and letting go of the past and the future and becoming more self-aware to arrive at a state of greater peacefulness. As you do this, you open the pathway to the energy of your soul to flow through you and to you. And so you then allow more change to happen. May the gifts of unity and oneness and of your own soul's truth be with you. May it lead you in the direction of the rightness that was the third part of what I shared with you earlier. The rightness of feeling your own connection and alignment with your sense of purpose, so that at all times you are taking stock that you're where you're meant to be, that you belong with a sense of rightness in the situations you're in the location you're in the life that you're in. And that's not black or white. It's not black or white. It's not either that it's right or wrong. It's that there's an antenna within each of us to correct for things that don't feel aligned. And so when we are willing to do that, when we are willing to let go of fear, we make that correction to find that inner sense of alignment with rightness. So now that I have the three parts intact, I will say, may you be able more and more to find the peace within you through being present in the present moment, through aligning with the sense of rightness about your life and your life's purpose, your soul's purpose, and through allowing yourself in whatever form seems natural to you to become self-aware and to go deeper into the true self that is you. May all beings be blessed. Namaste. Namaste.